Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? We're back here with another episode of This Session. I'm Rob here with Noodle and Mitch. What's up, fellas?
Not much, man.
So you brought home another first place at trivia tonight?
We did.
We never like to brag.
And it was the 1 year anniversary of the trivia night.
We always like to bring our old Busted Brewery friends into this mix.
Like, we showed up and he announced it as a rivalry. He's like,
For those that don't know, a little trivia coming at you sometimes. We got a Busted Brewery in our neighborhood. And we represented it again tonight. It's been a little while. Every time I do this, it's like when I wear the same jeans.
Yes.
Facebook sucks because if you wear the same kind of clothes every once in a while, you get seen on it every once in a while.
But it's nice to go in every now and then and do well.
No, what I'm getting at is every time we come on now, I'm like, oh, it's been a long time since we've been on.
Yeah.
It's like the calling card. Maybe let's make it a regular thing.
So I missed trivia. What was the theme?
National Sandwich Day.
Yeah, Sandwich Day.
National Sandwich Day.
There was a Jeopardy style theme. One was a poker. One was a Texas Hold'em themed. But Rob, so everyone looked at me and came to try to get me for answers. No, they did. They did metaphors on other things of life.
Yeah,
it was a poker style name. But the clues were not any poker clues.
A steep cliff.
Yeah, and they're like a bluff.
A bluff.
So when he announced the category, everyone looked at me like I would know everything about this Texas Hold'em category, and I didn't know anything.
So
I don't know. I don't know the number anymore. Is it 347-838-8764? It does not come up anymore. On this thing, Blog Talk Radio has taken a turn for maybe the better or maybe the worse. Who knows?
Maybe.
We'll find out. But it's all different right now. But I think you can call in by dialing this 347-838-8764.
Did you say butt dialing?
Butt dialing.
If you have us on your butt dial, call me now.
How do you butt dial us? How does it even happen anymore? I've done it once, or I've done the emergency butt dial.
Mm-hmm. I've butt dialed my ex before.
With a phone like this, an iPhone or a Samsung?
Yeah.
It has to be before you lock it, right? How do you do that? Or do you ask Siri?
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
No, but how does butt dialing happen anymore? It's before it locks, right? You got to do something.
It's unexplainable, yeah. You forget to...
It does. It happens. I don't think I've done it recently, but I think it's happened to me recently. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard about telling Siri 999?
No.
Have you ever?
No. I mean, I have asked Siri some weird shit.
You should try it.
Well, I mean, this is a show, so why don't you enlighten us on what the hell?
Well, anybody who has
I'll do it right now. Do you want me to do it?
Anybody who has iPhone and you have Siri
999. Oh, fucking what the fuck, dude? No!
It,
am I calling
it? In, yes, it is.
Call it right now.
Hit in, hit exit, hit in.
How do I do that?
Hit in.
I just make sure I did it. Holy shit. 999? Oh, 911. She didn't even know what the difference was.
I have no idea. I just know you don't tell Siri 999.
I'll do it right now.
Well, we just did it right now. Holy shit. So there could be cops busting through the door.
Sending a helicopter right now. You should hard restart your phone. You should let a burner.
They're going to call.
You should just talk.
I mean, they're not going to bust in here, but they're definitely going to call back. That's the first successful bit we've ever had. Well, it will be. if these fuckers, sorry, everyone, I'm so sorry. I'm
You're
so sorry.
Breaking the F word out a little
I'm
early.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. If these people call back, this will be the greatest, the best bit ever, and maybe the first successful bit we've ever had. I didn't know that.
Siri.
Don't Siri 999.
Siri's the cold miss. She's the cold bitch.
What kind of code did you think it was, bitch?
Siri, I love you.
No, I posted
that. It's an interesting
question. I posted that on Facebook one time after I had found out for myself in a trick. You know, I posted like something like "Never tell Siri 999." You know, and that's I guess that was maybe fishing a little bit, but I got so many people pissed off at me that like this people out of the blue, like pissed off because of course they're gonna say, "Why shouldn't I tell Siri 999?" Is it something German? 999.
Well, did they do it?
Yeah, and pretty much your
right?
reaction, Mitch.
But the
he said he was holding it right to the mic.
What time is it?
This
right now?
Podcast is gonna get live right now. We're gonna call 911.
Are we only be on for 7 minutes?
Yes.
And it's we've already minutes. Committed a misdemeanor.
You ended it in time, right? I think like we're. You should. Do you have
little,
your location services turned on, Mitch? Go turn your. If you place that,
I'm on frontier
dude,
mode.
Means,
just pay me for your damn bags.
Yeah.
Did you hear that crap today?
No.
Wait, it wasn't the burning.
Okay.
That's gonna be like 999 police coming.
I'm giggling.
What are they trying?
He was so sketched out.
You totally took one for the listeners, though. Because there were so many listeners who were totally about to do that right then live. You're like, oh, well, why? Is this going to be something?
I wish
she's
we had
999
listeners.
She's going to tell me a joke. And they were about to do it. And they're like, 999. And it's just like emergency services.
I jumped right in.
It's money that you really.
And I didn't.
The coolest part of it is
911's different than 999.
I thought you knew it.
No.
But you didn't know it, and you still played it to put the phone up to the microphone.
Yeah.
That was perfect, man.
No.
As it said, calling.
I'm calling emergency services. Dude, if somebody comes through your door, if somebody busts through your door with like a stretcher right now, like if a helicopter lands in your backyard,
do you think they'll accept that? You know, if we were like a credible like radio show or something, they'd be like, whoa, that's pretty neat. Oh, you're like,
we're
this,
getting
that,
the public
like, 100,000 viewers. We'll be like, well, they won't know. Oh, dude, what? All right, so if they bust in, what radio show or podcast would you say we were? that would be recognizable.
I don't even know.
You have to do one
anymore.
That's recognizable.
I don't know.
In this local market.
I listen to sports radio like The Fan.
Yeah.
You're just on the spot. Rob, I am not a paramedic asking you what you listen to. Calm down.
The Man
Take
cave.
A breath. You watch more. You listen to more radio than any of us have ever listened to.
I don't listen to any local radio other than sports
but
radio.
But it doesn't have to be local.
Yeah, well, terrestrial radio is what I consider radio. If you're talking about satellite radio, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't listen that in a radio form. I listen through my phone.
Would
like
you
ever.
Go as far as saying you were part of the Howard Stern show? Like, if you could say anything. They were walking right now. We have microphones and headphones. And we don't want to get arrested.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, who would we pretend to be? Nobody
would
knows
rather
radio
take
guy.
The, I would rather arrest you as a possible terrorist charge.
than fake as somebody
than
else.
Than the fake as Howard Stern show.
Live on the air.
This is Howard Stern after show. What's my name? John Holmes.
We're monkey in the
John
love
Heim.
Squirt.
John Heim.
We're love sponge on the
dude,
squirt
have you
bomb.
Heard about Bubby Bubble?
Yes, he just has sex with everyone's wives.
No, his wife has sex with.
Oh.
But that's, you know.
This is Bubble the love
but
sponge.
But have you heard the most recent, okay? The
no.
most recent is he was, like, paying Nelson listener box listeners to, like, listen to a show. Like, he had people. He was, like, basically He's been found like in like major FCC violations.
Oh yeah, he's under a major lawsuit. Was that what he was doing? Like the Nielsen boxes, like a rating?
He was like paying people to like leave their box on.
The Arbitron. So the Arbitron was back then was like the only thing they had. Now they have like other, but you had to like subscribe to it. Like, you know, that the radio station that we were on back in the day was the SoFi King. 1200 AM, they had to subscribe. They didn't subscribe to Arbitron. They had to, like, they paid for
well,
a lesser service.
The newer ones, whatever they are, and they're actually GPS enabled. You can't just turn it on and like sit it down. You have to be like wearing it and actively listening to it. Yeah. So the way they were getting around it is they were like attaching them to what are those circulating fans? Okay.
Circulating fan.
Yeah, and they thought that was like good enough, but apparently, not like a fan on your ceiling, Mitch. You know the one that like moves back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
You
talking?
You talking? Oscillating.
An
oscillating.
Oscillator.
Oscillating fan.
Yeah.
But evidently that wasn't like moving it enough, or it was just like you know, it was just like back. They could like tell on Google Maps that it was like
yeah, it was like a rhythmic pattern.
They were cheating. And so he got like a bunch of people busted and they just like flipped on him. And he's so screwed. And his name's Bubba the Love Sponge. So, I mean,
one of the highest rated people in all the country though.
He videotaped his wife having sex with Hulk Hogan against Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
That against Hulk Hogan's knowledge, supposedly, and I believe him. And so I don't know.
How is he always in the news? Well, is that part of? Is he one of the last living like? He's going out for the gusto and the glory. He's a shock jock. Like he is a true shock.
He's
jock.
He's a Floridian.
Well, he's a Tampa Bay kid.
Well, we should have had our former entertainment expert. On, we're celebrating a.
We're gonna do a 5-year anniversary show. We have to.
500 episodes, right?
No, 5 years.
Let's just say 500 episodes.
I don't know how many episodes we've had.
500. So this is the 500th. Tonight's the 500th episode.
No, so 2 weeks ago was the 5-year anniversary of us doing our first show.
We started doing our podcast. This route of the podcast.
The Phillies were winning
the World
Series. At
about the same time that Big O and Duke started their podcast.
We all went on Tuesday nights.
Right. But I think that they have been more consistent. Their episodes, they're up in the episode stuff. Like,
was that like a joke? Of course they've been more consistent. They've done a show every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Since
what we used to do.
We used to. And then
but it's not Tuesdays anymore. Now it's Wednesday.
Yeah, so if you're talking about consistent, they're pretty consistent.
We moved.
They've been on our show.
We moved the show
just to spare
for trivia, right?
Well, not really.
Before that, and trivia fit in.
We just kind of try to fit it in. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know what? After 4 years and 5 years, and the other podcast we're talking about. They may have, like, you know, the listenership when it gets into, like, thousands and thousands of people. Like, you just, you know, we lose focus. We have families. We have jobs. And we lost focus. But I think we should
bring it back. When we started doing a podcast, people did not have... When we originally started doing a podcast, we didn't do it live like this.
No.
We got together and, like, we would write, like, out... We were too... What is even the word? We like micromanage. Like we would sit down, and when we weren't doing it live, we would sit around, and we would end up recording it, and we would like micromanage it so much that we wouldn't go on till like 1 o'clock in the morning, and then we'd film it, for like 2 hours. It was ridiculous.
I don't remember how.
That was the worst format to do it. Like, or maybe this is the better format, just because. If we just turn on the microphone and we have to, like, talk, like, I think it sounds... I think we...
Oh, the moment we had a live format, and thank God, if this is the 5-year thing, like, think of the Obicon show. So Obicon was on Blog Talk Radio. And the Obicon guys were guys that Noodle formerly worked with, I worked with, you know, one of them. And they were trying to vie for that spot on the Big O and Duke show to be like the intro show in. They got close. They were voted like second out of like, you know, like 10 people on there. And they tried to get us on Blog Talk Radio. And like Rob and I talked about it, but he's right. When we were on Podbean, and which is a great site, and we may be back on there soon. Probably not. But we're on Podbean. We would record them. And this is before we did the live shows. I think because of our schedules, whatever house we're doing, we get there 8 or 9 o'clock. We didn't leave till 2 or 3 in the morning to drive home, and we lived 40 minutes away from each other. It was disastrous. Noodle steps in, and he's in there for it. He sees it too. And then once you were in, that's when we started to get the Obicon show kind of into it. And when I talked to Rob about it, Rob, you were like, hell yeah, with the hour long or hour too long format, at least makes you, and it's an honest, rare form of radio. And at least you're not like editing stuff in.
When we started doing it though, no one knew. Like what a pod, like really honestly, like Apple Geeks knew like what a podcast. It wasn't like a familiar, it wasn't like a household word. It wasn't like people didn't think of it. People thought of it like as a step up from a blog. Like it was like something, it was like an audio blog or something, you know. I think blogging got big and then like podcast. But everybody has a, whereas like everybody had a blog or at a time or whatever, everybody has a podcast. So many people have podcasts. Well, it's unbelievable.
In the radio world itself kind of lent to that. Our market did. The D.C. market, you know, I went to West Virginia University, and all I wanted to do was do broadcasting, mostly television. But I wanted to move back home and be with all my friends and be, you know. But I'm in the top 4 demographic in the world. So it's tough. So with D.C., they're one of the leading and forefront people in the television, the radio world. Seeing what they've done in the last, like, 5 years is really sad to me. It sucks. Like, you've got two men's sports stations that used to, like, support.
Yes.
Like, some nice talk radio. We had an HFS. We had an alternative rock station that was one of the forefront leaders.
Awesome.
And that could be Baltimore and D.C., whatever you want to say. 98 Rock, same way, Baltimore and D.C. When D.C. takes that leap that Philly did and they joined the Chicago's and New York's and stuff, Robbie, it kind of sucked, right?
Yeah.
They did this sports talk format that just permeated through the whole thing. What it did, though, was allowed podcasts like 5 years ago to jump through and still provide a medium that people kind of want to listen to, I think.
Like,
unless you know, satellite radio, of course, provides that as well.
Well, and, you know, the guys from this area, Don and Mike, were right in the forefront of that because they split up right at that time, too, you know?
That was the big, I mean, Robin.
Well, Don took it, like, because that's a long hiatus after, like, he left the show. But then, you know, Mike had, like, a show on Terrestrial Radio for a little while that basically morphed into a podcast with, like, a team, you know, a regular team, which was kind of a...
Like, he figured out
how to
do
it. That was kind
of,
you know, early on, there were a couple people doing podcasts, like Joe Rogan jumped on the train early. Mark Maron. You know, but a lot of them, it was like a talk show, you know, but the Mike O'Meara kind of took his like show, you know, with like, you know, he kind of adopted his own style of show, which has kind of morphed and transformed. And now Don Geronimo is doing a podcast. You know, everybody has a podcast, and there's a lot of different, like, networks and stuff out there. It's just, and it is one of my, it's still one of my, because I listen to so many podcasts that I think it has messed me up a little bit, because I can listen to a podcast or listen to the radio and do anything, you know. I can do any whatever I need to do,
yeah.
You know. Whereas you can't do that with TV. You can't, like, put ESPN on and really just listen to it. You know, you kind of have to, like, okay, you have to, like, look at the replay or whatever.
Yeah, they got to, like,
you know, so it takes you away.
Put a graphic on there.
But I can put a podcast on or put sports radio on, and I can do, like, mow the grass or do whatever, you know. But I think listening to so much has ruined me to a point where I've gotten to where it's so hard for me to watch movies or watch television at home. I just have the kids too. Kids totally F that up.
Yeah, but without getting out of the house and going someplace to go sit there and
but
watch.
Even exactly, and that's what I have to. That's why people are like, dude, I'll totally wait till it comes home and I'll, you know,
no.
Get it on.
No.
If you want, if I want to enjoy a movie,
make it an event.
I have to go to a movie theater and kind of like drink.
See your style now. No, wait, wait.
But yeah, no, yes. It messed me up so much on television, and we are in like a heyday of television. There's a lot of good television going on right now. You got your Walking Dead, you know, ever since whatever it took off, like the Sopranos movement or whatever, all this television.
That's true.
There's a lot of good stuff on right now, but I DVR all of it. I don't know what everybody's watching right now. There's a lot of good TV on right now. American Horror Story Season 4.
I know.
Fargo Season 2.
I know. I don't watch it.
The Leftovers. Like, three really incredible shows right now. But I
Are we back on a regular? I'll watch all three. I'll start watching all three.
Well, you're almost half.
Are we back?
Yeah.
I'm watching all three.
There are really three really good shows right now. I've been into American Horror Story for a while.
No.
And this is the fourth season, and Jessica Lange, who has really been one of the brightest spots of it, it's not back. She's not on it, but there's a lot of other big names on it. Lady Gaga is on it.
Yeah.
But it is a over the top show. It's honestly, here's my like opinion of it. I got into it. Season one was like a murder house. I kind of got into it. Season two, it was like about some like hospital, like mental asylum.
Season three
was like circus. It was pretty cool, you know. And then this season is like a hotel. You know, it's all these crazy stories, and it's mixed with fiction, and or it's mixed with like nonfiction and. It's good, but it is so. It's from the creator what's the Mitch's favorite show?
What? Walking Dead.
Glee. It's from the creator of Glee.
Glee.
The creator of Glee.
That's a 5-year reference. Hey,
it's a callback.
That was a callback.
The
which
the creator? I can't remember his name right now. But anyway,
that's the problem.
He's the same person who created American Horror Story, who has now created, the same dude who did Glee that made American Horror Story, has now created another show that's on Fox called Scream Queens, which is another good show.
Yeah, I've seen a few episodes of that.
It has Julia Roberts.
And I don't think it's going to last, Rob.
Emma Roberts? Well, it's a one and done. It's a one-off.
It's all this?
Yeah, it's a one season. And his next thing, the same dude that I can't think of his name, who did Glee, who did American Horror Story, who did Scream Queens.
Noodle, somebody look this shit up.
He's doing the American Crime Story, which is going to be...
still waiting for him to pull it.
It's going to be Ryan. His name's Ryan Murphy. Ryan Murphy. The Ryan Murphy, the creator. The he's doing American Crime Story. It's going to be on FX, and it's the first season's going to be what's his name? OJ versus.
What are we talking about here? What's going on?
Haven't you seen the commercials for the new Ryan Murphy television show, American Crime Story, that's coming out? And the first season's going to be about
Grandpa OJ.
Yeah, OJ Simpson. What's his name? Is going to play OJ. Show Me the Money. Is going to play OJ Simpson.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is playing.
Yeah.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Ryan Murphy. Should somebody call in? What's the number? 347-838-8765.
I think so. 8764. It doesn't even like come up anymore.
Okay.
Like we don't even have a number.
So a lot of good. And I hadn't even brought up Scream Queens. Scream Queens is good. It's a pretty crazy show, and it's on Fox, and we were talking about whatever the show is that's on in front of me right now. the Empire, which I've never even watched. I've heard horrible things about it.
Yeah.
I've never been able to, ever since like falling out of 90210, I've never been able to get into anything more than a half hour long sitcom on Fox, because I know that everything is doomed on Fox. That they're going to leave you hanging, that they put little effort into a lot of their stuff. What was the big thing that everybody was into that I never watched? I could never even get into 24. Watch 24.
You never got into 24?
I never got into 24. Nope.
What do you mean?
I never got into 24. It was, I didn't.
You don't like the Showtime one either, do you? Oh shit, what's the Showtime one? What am I talking about here? Everybody knows
the Real Time series.
Damn, man, it's not the Real Time series. The Kiefer Sutherland in 24. Damn it. Oh, never mind.
Is it the one about the terrorist who comes home?
Yeah, Claire Danes, man.
Yeah, I liked the first season, and then I really fell out of it. Like the next season, like the first three episodes. I didn't even watch that.
Homeland,
yeah.
I don't know how. 24 was good. I mean, I like 24 a lot.
I could never get into it. I never ever got into it.
But Fox has had a tough time sustaining like series like that. Bones can last for 15 years.
They move stuff around so much, and that even happened with Scream Queens, because you know Fox had the World Series. So like there were two episodes of Scream. It was gone for 2 weeks before it came back.
Is it still around?
Scream Queens?
Yeah.
There was just another episode of it this week, and it's more to go.
Didn't Wes Craven, producer of it, and he just passed away, right?
No, it has nothing to do with Wes Craven.
It doesn't? It's just like that was
You're Scream. Thinking of Scream.
Well, I know. Yeah. I thought
Actually made a Scream television series, too, that they put on, I think, MTV or something, but it wasn't very good.
Okay, yeah, I thought he had something to do with this. Rest in peace, though. Like, what about the impact of that? I mean, horror movies are your thing, and then Wes Craven, obviously with Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream. What other projects was he?
Well, he did The Last House on the Left, the original Last House on the Left, the I Spit on Your Grave, before he ever did the Nightmare on Elm Street, which was really like his big thing, and then he did some like serious movies too. I can't remember. He did one. It was a zombie movie, Rainbow. I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, I don't know. He did Scream. I know that too.
No, it's just sad. It was like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he did some movies. Yeah.
The last one. That's an icon. If it's the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Or not to bring up anything without bringing up Wes Craven flicks and stuff like. When you're getting around Halloween, and with movies, we can talk about trailers, Star Wars, and all that stuff. When it comes to the Halloween, I do, and I know I'm like infamous, I guess, in our little world for not like liking scary movies, but I do like watching horror movies.
Yeah, every now and then a good horror movie.
But I'm in for a cheesy one.
So has anybody, since this is our Halloween episode, what is the scariest movie that anybody has seen of recent? Okay, because, we were just talking about, you had the 80s, which was really kind of like, it was kind of like the hair band era of horror stories, because you had your big front men, your, Michael Myers, your Freddy Krueger, your Jason Voorhees, your Pinhead,
there's no characters anymore. It's all like,
well,
the Ouija board.
There became the big, it was like the big Japanese movement with like the Ring, where all of a sudden there was like a decade of it. The past decade has been like, if you wanted to make a horror movie, it either A, had to be a remake in the past like 5 years, or you had to, it'd be like, it had to have like a girl with dark hair that like had a whited out face that was like, based on some Japanese horror movie.
I don't watch any of those. Like mine, I think if you ask it.
The Ring and The Ring 2 were like, but then like there was literally like a decade of like every movie.
Well, you had your overgore ones like Saw. Like the Saw. however
well,
many
I even
made
thought
of those.
Saw
you
was
know,
better
were,
than a lot of the. See, and that was a whole genre of itself, too, where it was more than like horror. It was more about like shock pain value,
yeah.
You know, where you had to cringe. It wasn't necessarily something scaring you, as more of showing you something you didn't want to
that's
see.
What, like, so my two, yeah. And they're not anywhere near our...
That's what Seven did for me.
Too. That's what I was going to say. It's Silence of the Lambs and Seven are my two. Like, and I don't know if they're considered dramas or horrors,
well,
whatever they are.
Horror,
but they freaking scare me.
Yeah.
But those are my two. Like, I get more scared with those two movies in my whole life.
But there has been, like, a new... And then I would say in, like, the past 5 years, every, you know, they're doing so many, like, sequels, and it's an unoriginal idea. So, that you know, they remake The Evil Dead, and they remake Poltergeist and all this. So that's what has been going on. But there has been a small movement of, like, independent horror films that have been good... recently, did anybody hear about the Babadook? That was like a good.
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
That was a good one. And
this is me in horror movies.
Another good independent film that I think you can get on iTunes right now as a rental for 99 cents is It Follows. Has anybody heard of It Follows?
Yeah, that one was okay.
It was a little different. I thought
it
was a cool for an independent story. I thought it was a cool idea. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
One that kind of disturbed me was Mama.
Mama's good. Yeah.
Mama's like kind of just.
It still kind of has that Japanese vibe.
Yeah, yeah,
to
that's
it,
a little bit of
the
that Japanese
darkness
vibe.
In
David
the corner
David
of the
Robert
ceiling.
Mitchell,
yeah.
The director. I may have just Googled that. I'm sorry, guys. I just wanted to join in the conversation. Sorry. But David Robert Mitchell is the director. And got great reviews.
Has anybody seen any good movies lately?
I can't actually think of any movie.
I did just see The Martian.
Oh, yeah.
The,
has
everybody heard like,
yeah.
Everybody fawning
yeah,
over?
Yeah. You didn't like it.
Tony Scott and Matt Damon. Movie.
I mean, it's basically Sandra Bullock Gravity.
It's getting
right?
An incredibly high reviews, and it sucked. It was really horrible. It was really not a good movie. All these crap fest movies like the Gravity,
yeah,
The Martian. They're really just not good movies. You get but it's kind of this forced movie making where they put a lot of pretty pictures in it and a lot of oohs and ahs. They literally have people standing on film going ooh and ah to make you like feel like you have to feel the same way. I saw it on a legitimate IMAX movie theater at the Udvar, who's the
Space Center.
Yeah, it was a legit. And that, luckily, and it was in 3D, and there was nothing like 3D in it. There was no point in it being 3D, but I could appreciate it just for it. Like if I watched that movie at home, I would have been major. I wouldn't have made it through it.
I did see a movie that I thought was one of the best movies I've seen. And I'm sorry, I flaked on it. I saw Dope.
Oh, yeah.
Dope was amazing. I mean, it was like four, and they're not all black. So it was like three black kids, one kid that kind of thinks he's black, he's 12% black. They are in love with mid-90s hip-hop.
You know, and when you and were telling me about that the other day, and I said, isn't Rihanna in it? And you were like, no, I don't
she's
think
in it, yeah.
She isn't it?
I think so.
No. You know who it is?
No.
It's Zoe Kravitz. It's
oh,
Lenny
yeah,
Kravitz's
yeah, yeah. Oh.
daughter and
Kim,
what's her name?
Yeah,
the girl
Kim,
from The Cosby Show.
So Kim called her out right away. She goes, that's Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Yeah.
So the movie starts off with them just being in love with mid-90s hip-hop, and they're dressed
yeah.
like kids from the mid-90s. So you think the movie's based in the mid-90s, and then all of a sudden like one of them pulls an iPhone out, and you realize it's set modern day. And then they just go through like a crazy, like mixed up drug world with mollies and just stuff like that. But it's fantastic. It was a really refreshing and good movie. And produced by like all the old hip hop veterans like Sean Combs and like.
Is it a soundtrack to get?
I so on Spotify, I looked up the soundtrack. It's got like 5 songs that, but they're kind of like cheesy 90s hip hop songs. So I think they may have had a trouble getting like
getting some. Yeah.
But their arguments over mid 90s hip hop is, oh, the dialogue, everything is fantastic.
Crucial.
If you're anyone our age and you had any affinity towards like hip hop in the mid 90s, it was a cool.
I saw Everest too. That was another IMAX movie. Everest, a movie like nobody talked about, was much better than The Martian.
Really?
Yeah. Saw both of them on IMAX, but it was much more like compelling movie than The Martian. And not only that, like everybody wants to look at these movies like Gravity and Transcendence and The Martian, and be like totally overanalyze it, like scientifically, you know, and be like, well, you couldn't explode that in space, and you know, but there have been so much recent stuff from Mars, like from NASA with Mars, that was like not really reflective in this movie. So well, you know, just because it had been so recent, but I did feel like one of those nerds, like, well, wait a minute.
Can't we just get the freaking Star Wars already? All right, so the trailers are, all right, so while we've been gone, and we haven't addressed these at all, like, there's been trailers galore. So we've had a Star Wars trailer that was pretty damn decent that came out like 4 months ago. The one that came out in the awkward Monday Night Football game where it has to be like Mike Tirico. Oh, now you gotta watch a Star Wars trailer. That was pretty. I mean, I rewatched it at least 5 or 6 times. Pretty darn cool to see what's going on in the Star Wars universe. Whatever, like trailers, you know, they're not gonna give you much. But the big talk, Rob, come on. Big talk was there was no Luke. There's no Luke Skywalker rolling around in there. The Star Wars universe has been manipulated many times in the comic book form, in the series, in the movies. Most of which make Luke Skywalker kind of the only Jedi left that's training other people. Blah, 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 blah. Rob, any chance he's the evil?
If you want to bring up spoilers, like,
do you think you have this? Do you really think you have the spoiler?
I don't even like to speculate. I'd really rather just wait and enjoy the movie when it comes
out. Well, what's your speculation? Yeah,
that's what. No, I'm
done. I mean, you've already read it, so it's already there. I mean, or do you want to spoil it for other people?
No, I don't know anything about it. I did just see Goosebumps this past.
Oh my God! Did you say so we don't want to like even speculate what could be.
I don't know anything about.
Do you know what it is?
No.
You just. All right. So I'd asked you about Luke Skywalker, and you act like you know about it.
I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. Like, there are spoilers out on the internet.
Did you like the trailer, though?
I think it looks better than the first 3.
Yeah. I'm rolling through it. I think the Luke Skywalker stuff has to be just them just trying to leave the mystery out there.
Drumming up a little. Mm-hmm.
Can they be avenging it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Rob, you've taken it personally. What's wrong?
No, I'm just, like, other than, like, talking about, like, anticipate. I'm not, like, I don't have any. I just want to go into it open-minded. I'm not, like, trying to look up anything or even speculate on it.
I know.
I hate how overanalyzed it is and people are trying to make, like, bring up. I just don't even want to talk about it right now. But, yeah, have you already bought tickets for it or something, or?
No, it's just one of those. We're talking movies. It's the trailer.
Yeah, I was talking about movies that I've seen. Like,
recently. Oh, I know. I was just bringing it up. I mean, it was like
another good movie that I've seen recently that was out that nobody was. There's. It's weird because I noticed that there's a movie out right now. I was looking the other day because I had to take my kid to see Goosebumps. There is a live-action Jim and the Holograms movie out that I don't think even has a TV commercial out.
It had one like a couple
I've never seen a trailer.
I've seen one.
Okay. I was wondering if they did anything. I was surprised.
My sister was.
There's never been a movie that's come out that I've never even seen the first trailer for.
I've seen one.
And I couldn't believe that.
You know, and you knew that. My sister loved, like, if they want a Gemini hologram doll, you could probably get one. We'll go to my parents' house right now and find one for you. So we saw one like a couple months ago.
So you knew where she used to keep her Gemini hologram dolls.
There are. Is the movie coming out?
It's out. I don't know. I went to take my kid to see Goosebumps, and it was playing at the movie theater.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea about it.
But I never even seen a commercial. I was like, "Whoa!" Is the car? You know, I thought it was a cartoon. And it's like a live action movie. You know, how unoriginal. I don't know.
But kids have no idea what. I mean, Jim and the Holograms at least was a car. Like when cartoons were.
Nobody
big.
Knows. Yeah. You know, some people know about. Like, you know, some things came back, right? Like the. Some things come back. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came back big. My kid totally into like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. G.I. Joe even kind of came back to a certain extent.
Voltron's coming back.
All of the Star Wars stuff is coming back. And what's crazy is when we were kids, I had G.I. Joe's and He-Man. When I was a little kid, that was like my thing. G.I. Joe's and He-Man. But Chris, our friend Chris, had the Star Wars stuff, and I always was envious of Star Wars. Chris had the Millennium Falcon, right? He had the Millennium Falcon, which was that came with, back in the day, in the 80s, right? It came with Han Solo and Chewbacca, right? And he had it, and it was like the coolest toy to play with. And they brought it back, right? They have it as a toy now, the exact same thing, except it doesn't come with Han Solo. It comes with, like, one of the new characters or something, right? And I had to, like, hunt it down for my kid. And it's, like, one of those things that's, like, already impossible to get. They'll probably come out with thousands of them in the stores right before Christmas. But right now, you cannot get it. You can't get it. And everybody at Toys R Us is, like, taking them home and selling them on eBay and stuff. Well, I got one and, like, paid way too much for it, so my kid will have the Millennium Falcon thing for Christmas, you know. But yeah, that's the you know, so they brought all that back. But I was thinking the other day that they've never whatever will He-Man ever, because there are rumors. I think that they're bringing Thundercats back, right?
I mean, but no one's ever been brought back.
But it was like Masters of the Universe, horrible.
The trailer for Star Wars that brought the Millennium Falcon, right? It flies through. That was so.
I think there was actually like multiple Falcons. Like, I mean, I was led to believe there's like only one Millennium Falcon, right. But I think there were multiple ships that looked like the Millennium Falcon.
That's such a marketing. I mean, of course, why not? Why not bust it up?
There's a few of those, yeah.
Well, if you go back to like 1977. Like, that's one of the most popular toys of all time.
Oh, no,
like, you know, and it lasted through up until, like, you know, well into the 80s, you know.
No
more
question.
Than a decade of that being, like, what every boy wanted, you know. Millennium Falcon. Well, there was even a That 70s Show about it, right?
Yeah.
There's a That 70s Show about it, and then there's another show, the more recent show, the Goldbergs or something that did it.
Yeah.
A whole episode based on the Millennium Falcon toy. And another big thing about it is, because if you have the original one from like 1980 or whatever, people were selling them on eBay for like $1,000 and people pay it, you know?
Yeah.
But the big thing is, it has the door that like clips on, a plastic door, and it comes open, you know? And everybody loses that part. It like instantly knocks off. So it's like, if you don't have that part, it's worth like $500 less. You know, it's like such a big deal. So like, if you just have that little door, you could sell that little door for like $600 on eBay.
Could you imagine? Like, and the generation of
ending. Mattel has brought back like the exact same cast and is making them and selling. They sell them in the store for, it's still like $100 or something. You know, $80. I think it's $100 for it, retail, you know. But now they've screwed everybody who has one mint condition from like whenever on eBay that they're selling for like $700, because now you can go and get one just to have one that's not the original, but you know.
Yeah, they've soured the market. Now that we're getting a little bit older, like our parents' generation had, you know, rock and roll music and stuff. We had our like classic cartoons. You just brought up the Thundercats. No one's ever really done the Thundercats. It'd be kind of cool to see, but I think our awesome cartoons are kind of ending which ones you can do. I mean, Transformers has been done. Star Wars wasn't our, what was ours. I mean, but it wasn't like cartoon.
Okay,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has already been done.
We were talking about toys.
It's Voltron and Thundercats, Rob, right?
Well, they're making... Well, everybody, you know, Power Rangers is, of course, the big ripoff of Voltron. And they are making... They are going to make the Power Rangers.
Well, yeah, that was way more popular than Voltron.
But they probably wouldn't do both.
It's a different generation.
Maybe, I don't know.
The Voltron will never happen because of stupid Power Rangers.
It'll definitely happen someday. Yeah. When we're dead and gone. So when we were growing up, you know, our friend Chris had He-Man's and G.I. Joe's, but I was super envious of Chris. Chris had the Star Warses, right? And he had the Millennium Falcon. He had the Luke Skywalker with the lightsaber, and so he had all those, which were really cool and awesome. But Zach, another friend of ours, a toy line that he had that I didn't have any of, that I was completely envious of, that you guys just probably don't even remember about. Do y'all remember Mask?
Yes.
Mask.
Dude, it was like the best of both worlds, because you had the G.I. Joe character dude who had a mask that he could take on and take off, and he had a vehicle that transformed.
Zach did have Mask.
And like shot missing. That was the coolest line. That was the coolest line.
And
it had the best of everything.
And Mask jumped in with an afternoon cartoon pretty quick after its development.
Oh, yeah.
Zach was the master of Mask.
No, Mask was awesome. And I was totally envious of those toys. Because it was totally... It was like... There was one that was like a badass, like,
you
Camaro.
Had a car that could fly.
But it had missiles that shot... You know, it could convert into, like, a plane.
Transformers is way better than that.
Going doors.
I don't know, dude. I was totally into Mask.
No
Mask
way.
Awesome.
Now you're looking for alternatives.
Mask was awesome.
Was...
No, and by Mask, I mean the Cher movie.
Yeah, because my... Yeah. With Eric
Stoltz. The dude who got fired from... After they had already filmed all of Back to the Future... They fired him and went back and filmed it all over again. Did you know that?
With Michael J. Fox?
Eric Stoltz was the original Michael J. Fox. And they had already filmed like half the movie, and they were like, this is not working. And they fired him and brought the entire cast back, minus him, to film the movie all over again.
With Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Who was amazingly popular.
That's another thing that we missed, too, was... Back to the Future Day.
I know.
We've been on
hyenas. So I saw, so one of the big things was the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series in 2015. That was prognosticated from the old Back to the Future 2 movie. I went to the stupid Pirates Cubs game, one game playoff, watched the Cubs. Rob kind of thought the Cubs kind of had what it would take to roll through.
They might have.
But not so much. A lot of the stuff from the Back to the Future movies, like, not a lot of it, but some of it. You know, when they're stretched a little bit when they talk about the floating, like
the hoverboards. You know, yeah, hoverboards were close. I mean, we've had commercials where they're pimping them,
Lexus has theirs right now, right? They had a lot of stuff going on, but the fact that that's been 30 years,
I know.
Is that what
we
it
still
was?
Don't
is that
have
it was?
Hoverboards.
30 years, yeah.
We still don't have hoverboards.
I know.
Pepsi Next, right? we do have Pepsi Next. We don't have Pepsi. What was it? It was some sort of special Pepsi bottle. We don't have the Jordans or the Nikes that lace themselves.
Oh no, they're coming out this month.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Nikes putting out the version. Self lacing shoes this week, just in honor of. What else would it? The hoverboard's not there, though. The fact that they tried... They hyped up everything the day of. There was more. The phone-to-phone conversation, like doing the iTunes conversation or iChat.
Oh, that everybody would have, like, a flat-screen TV in their house. Like that, yeah.
Like, that is true.
30 years ago, yeah, they were, like, ahead of that curve. Invested wisely. I bet they did.
Nice, Yoda. That's kind of the theme of the Walking Dead episode. I'm ready for it. Chicago Cubs. Yeah, that was the big story, though. I mean, they predicted the Cubs thing. I thought it was going to come true.
That may have even been more of a distraction, because I think the Cubs and the people in Chicago were thinking that, it's predestined, you know? Like, it was a good Cubs team, but they may have been, like, riding it a little bit too much.
And then somebody played, like, a Bartman video, and it went away.
After 5 years, we don't have a video camera in here. There's one thing that never changed. Rob still uses the bottle opener on the bottom of his flip-flop to open up his...
These are brand new flip-flops.
You know what's not brand new? The dirt in the floor you walk over to get over here.
Didn't touch where I drink.
I just love, if we could rewind the podcast back 5 years, there would be a conversation about the flip-flop. I agree with our only sports talk of the night. Let's do it for the last... Wait. Shit. Distraction, yeah. But they're damn talented. They'll be around. And I think they've done the right thing.
They're super young. I mean, I think like their youngest star is like 28 years old or something. So.
Oh, Brian, man. Chock loaded. But it's nice to see the Royals win the World Series. It was very nice to see. There's Royals, like, Kansas City's population is 412,000. There were 800,000 plus that showed up for the celebration last year. Haven't won since 1985.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And, yeah, Rob's been close to me my whole life, you know, with Aunt Terry and stuff like that. It's damn cool. Been to Kauffman Stadium, you know, 5 or 6 times in my life. They are some passionate fans. I mean, that stadium would just rock. But you can't take anything away from the New York Mets. That pitching staff, they're going to be around a little bit.
Kansas City just swung for it and hit a lot more than they missed. Pretty much.
I mean,
we also had their ace coming off of Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
And there were so many questions with that going into the end of the season and into the playoffs. Plus, you had two rookies who hadn't really had any extensive experience in the majors. So pitched the season. It's a much longer season than they had. The regular season is a much longer season than they've ever experienced. And then going into the playoffs, you had to anticipate that their arms had a lot more recent heat on them than they were. You know, they just they only had so much to give, basically. I think it's what got them there, but it's also kind of what ran out for them.
It's weird too, though. Like, and we're already talking about it in like an historic context. But when you go like game by game, Rob, they were all so close. You know what I mean? Like, they were so close. And yes, you're right.
The pitching just ran out all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's literally what happened.
Yeah.
And their offense wasn't as explosive as what they had bought to get them there, because that's a lot of that free agency is like, or trades is what really got, mid-season deals.
If you talk about the Cubs and poor Pirates, that sucks, but Arrieta hit his innings limit about 2 starts after that Pirates one-game playoff, and he just became so hittable. What, 245 innings? I mean, he's never done that in his life. And, I mean, that just happens. Kansas City built differently. Starting pitching was not their forte.
No.
They're basically like, they're running out Sisters of the Poor or like free agents. I mean, come on, like, and rest in peace, Volquez's father, who died right before the start of the first game. But Edison Volquez was like the Pirates' third or fourth starter last year. He's coming out, but the makeup of the Royals.
Yeah.
Let's get through 4 or 5 innings, and we're going to put the best bullpen in the game, into the mix, and we're going to always hit for contact and
just.
I just love their style, Rob. I love the style that they played with. And they're kind of immune to what the Mets and the Cubs fell into. And if they had any kind of different logo on their chest, like a Yankees or thing like that, everyone would call them the favorite. You know what I mean? The whole time.
Yeah.
Because their chemistry and their mix is so good where they don't have to have a dominant pitcher. It's kind of nice to see.
Yeah.
And they're good.
They're really
story.
Good, yeah. They're fun to watch.
Astros are going to be, I mean, like, I'm thinking about, like, some of those, you know, this franchise.
There's a lot of young teams. Astros, the Cubs, there's a lot of teams that are going to be really good.
Blue Jays will be back. They're back, man. I mean, Cardinals and the Cubs and the Pirates are there. I mean, it's my team, but whatever. The Pirates are, I mean, they're a team that's just scratching on the door to say, what the hell? I mean, although Pirates are 12-1 favorites to win all the Vegas odds came out. I mean, they're like 10th or 11th down on that list. Windows just start closing, you know what I mean? Like, Nationals are 9-1. They're bigger. Rob, before we leave, like, the Bud Black to Dusty Baker situation, I don't know what to make of it. Like, people like to, our local media likes to jump on stuff. It seems like the Learners were a little cheap, a little crazy about it. And I don't think they wanted Bud Black. It seems weird. 1 year contract, like $1.5 million. But who cares? Like, out of those two, Rob, do you think they got it right? Are you excited about Dusty Baker? We're like, what do you think's the feelings of the Nationals right now? Who just got over like a player that was just a coach.
I think that they had to go in they had to go with experience, and that's what they whittled down with those two. Is that's what they put their most weight in is experience. And he's very. Both of them are. I wasn't excited about either of them, to tell you the truth. Bud Black's one of the losingest coaches ever in baseball, and that he was given a decade to continuously lose. Of course, he had nothing in San Diego. But, I mean, he was allowed to flounder for a long time. He doesn't have experience with success. He has, like, one coach of the year. And then you have a difference with Dusty Baker, who's actually been given some talent and has performed with it at times, but I wasn't really excited about it.
No, with the Reds, he had enormous talent with the Reds. He really did.
He had more talent with the Cubs than with the Giants.
Yeah, yeah. And never got the World Series title. Mm-hmm. And especially with the Giants being able to, you know, eventually go on and win a couple.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of... And the market that the Nats were looking for, Rob, I think you would agree, where they needed someone with experience out there.
There was nobody I was really campaigning for other than Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
And there was no way they were going to do that after coming off of Matt Williams. That's a move that they would have made
It should have been the Matt Williams deal. I think.
They weren't even going to consider that because they wanted experience. So what it came down to, their choices were basically. Black or Dusty Baker. I'm not a fan of Don Mattingly. Was an awesome player. I don't like. He's not a good manager. He's somebody who was making a lot of growing pain moves up until even this season. You know, he still has a lot of learning to do. I mean, really, I'm just not. There wasn't anybody. Madden going to the Cubs a year ago was like a big move.
Yeah, I think that's as big as it gets. And you know what? I poo-pooed that thing to death.
Anybody I would have campaigned for, it would have been Randy Nor coming off the bench.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Or Cal. Like, you know what
but
I mean?
But I just knew they wouldn't. It wasn't going to even gonna be a consideration. I knew that they wouldn't do it. Yes, as a hometown fan, it would have been awesome. But I knew it would have never even been a consideration.
I know. It just sucks because...
He's never coached.
He's never coached, but he's just lived that lifestyle. Yeah, you're right. If they were going to do it, it would have been before. And I think just because he's lived that lifestyle his whole life with his dad, he probably could adapt. You know what? And the thing is, this Nationals team was hurt the entire season long. Matt Williams had... gaps, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, but that team never got together and gel together. So, if Matt Williams had a completely healthy team, his coaching mistakes would have been right. I think they would have shined through. Same thing with Dusty Baker. If he sucks in some manner or form, where he's not like a player's coach, it won't be as magnified as long as the team's healthy and does some stuff. But they've got a lot of moves to make. I mean.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that's not going to be there next year.
A lot of people are
going to
be gone, yeah. It's going to be a different team.
Any disconnect with general management and the Learners, though? Especially with the Bud Black thing, Rob? Like, that's like...
Well, I think it's definitely evident that Bud Black was Rizzo's choice.
Yeah.
and that they weren't able to financially come to terms, it probably speaks to, at least a little bit to the faith of extended to Mike Rizzo from the Learners at this point. And I think that you know, a lot of things from this past season, like or even going back to the season before, letting trading Tyler Clippard away, really kind of affecting the chemistry in the bullpen, bringing in Rafael Soriano, never having the faith in Storin, bringing in Papelbon, just a lot of things that just didn't work out for them. I think Rizzo's probably definitely on the. I don't know if you go as far as to say the hot seat, but he's going to bear the grunt from here on out. Like
unfairly or unduly or whatever it is, but it's happening. But want to take an end to it? Washington sports teams coming out. You know what? You got the Caps, got the Wizards, both off to some good starts right now. Mm-hmm. And then next season you got the Nets, and then right now we got the Redskins, 14-point underdogs to New England.
It's a betting one.
I don't know.
They could shock the world.
I don't think shock the world. At least shock my pocketbook, and I'll put a +14 spread on them.
Yeah.
Rob, would you take a +14? You gonna go +14 on the Redskins this week?
Ooh.
Someone's gotta take these damn Patriots down, right?
I know, somebody.
All right, I want to thank everyone for reaching out and listening to us again on Blog Talk Radio. I think you could call on 347-838-7764. I think it was down tonight. Check us out on enterthesession.com. I'm at MitchRogers18 on Twitter. Rob is at Rex Kelly. And Noodle is at 40 Lush. Noodle and I will be at the Oakland Steelers game this weekend. We'll give you a full report next week. See you next week. Peace. Lie after lie so many times. When I'm trying to find a peace of mind, I've got